whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Country rock artist Steve Earle kicks off Mocha's music series with a show February 7th. Nick Zamuto returns to the North Adams attraction for a live music and video experience March 21st. Neutral Milk Hotel rounds out the concert series April 17th before the return of Wilco's celebrated Solid Sound Festival June 26th after a one-year hiatus. The festival's programming will be announced early in 2015. Aside from music, dance choreographer Lucinda Childs will revive her 1983 collaboration Available Light during a work-in-progress stay at Mocha, culminating with three performances in March before a national tour. Berkshire dance staple Jacob's Pillow partners with Mocha once again, bringing Kegwin and Company to North Adams in April, while Street Break dance crew Storyboard P and the Warriors comes in February. Performing arts director Sue Killam says offering a range of performers expands Mocha's reach.
Whether it's from concerts to dance to theater to film, we think all of those genres are important in doing great work in the current contemporary art field, and we want to bring them. And also, it just means that more people can find an entrance here to Mass Mocha and our performing arts, because there's going to be something that they're going to be interested in, and hopefully that keeps them coming back and trying other things.
With 65 to 70 events at the museum's Hunter Center, club space, and outdoor courtyards each year, Killam says performing arts draw some 25,000 people in addition to the 120,000 annual gallery visitors. As for visual arts, Mocha will feature LA-based artist Jim Shaw's largest show on the East Coast to date, which covers two floors. Shaw is known for paintings based on popular culture, his own religion called Oism, and his dreams. Curator Denise Markonish says it will seem like you're in a maze of political cartoons.
So in this one, you can see there's Barbara Bush is the burning bush. And then that other guy is Aleister Crowley, who was a kind of late 19th century mystic who invented his own religion. In the back corner of the image over here, you can see Dan Quayle peeking out, and he features prominently in one of the paintings as well.
Chinese artist and member of the cynical realism movement Fang Li Jun's work will be featured on sprawling 25-foot panels as well. Known for its massive displays like Zhu Bing's metallic birds suspended from the ceiling, Mocha's free entrance day, January 31st, will give a behind-the-scenes look at how the museum pulls it off, as described by communications director Jody Joseph.
We will hear from art fabricators who will talk about how everything gets into the galleries, how we hang 20 tons of phoenix from the rafters.
In the meantime, Mass Mocha is beginning work on a 2.5-year, $55 million renovation of 130,000 square feet, nearly doubling its gallery space using a $25 million state grant. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.